Hello and welcome to the Escorts Podcast. This is stuff number 23. What does that mean, Dom?
It means that everything after this will have to try and match up to Michael Jordan's greatness.
Do you think Stuff's going to move out of its parents' house? And
I think it's stuck in the garage for another couple years in this economy.
Yeah, we say garage here in California because we don't have basements. Anyways, I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Andy Scheffler.
I am Sung.
All right, so this week's been kind of interesting for us, and I originally said, you know, we're going to try to do some sort of game show thing, but instead, let's go with this and ask you guys, what is your favorite John Hughes movie? Because this week, when I found out, I was like, holy crap, because...
The 80s just died.
Yeah.
Well, the 80s have been dying for a while. Died,
you know, just I think like a month ago, right? And I'm like, this is another big part of it.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Wait, what was last month about the... that was the 80s dying?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
Well, it's like... Job, and then there's a bunch of other people that have been dying off recently, too. Like,
yeah, but
Man.
It's not just the 80s. Ed McMahon was the 70s, really.
Well, he was big in the 80s, too. Like, Star Search and all those.
That's true.
I remember Star Search in the 80s. Yeah. All right, so I ask you guys, what's your favorite film?
So I'm torn because I watched 16 Candles a lot when I was a kid, starting around when my sister turned 15 or so, for some odd reason.
Wow, for some reason that seems like the right time
to watch 16 Candles. I know, right?
I can't
figure out why. I like 16 Candles except for one really big problem I have with it, which is Gede Watanabe degrading himself in front of the camera for cheap laughs that aren't even that funny when you look back at it.
Yeah, so you're talking about Long Duck Dong.
Long Duck Dong. What?
What?
Yeah, Long Duck Dong. I remember that guy.
No! But yeah, so the thing is that, you know, this was the only Asian guy we saw in movies other than Bruce Lee, basically. And so this is all we had, and we stared at him going, this is what people think of us?
So are you going to pick 16 Candles, though?
Ooh. I think I'm going to have to pick Weird Science over 16 Candles because of Long Duck Dong.
That's fine. I remember watching Weird Science, and for the longest time I was like, what is this movie really about? And then I was like, oh, nothing.
It isn't.
Yeah, but they tie the bras to their heads, and you can never forget that.
No, you can't.
I'm just remembering the gymnastics routine and how they fall asleep during it.
I don't remember that movie.
You don't remember Weird Science?
I don't remember that part of the movie.
You don't remember the part with the chick? Or any parts with the chick?
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was the central part of it.
It was basically the first night they create her or whatever. And so she's like... They don't show the routine. It's just them like sleeping and her saying like, yeah, you fell asleep halfway through my gymnastics routine or something like that. For some reason, I just remember that scene.
The thing I remember about Weird Science is the Oingo Boingo song, which is funny because I think Danny Elfman still hates that song, doesn't he? Because he sort of crapped it out in 2 or 3 weeks.
Danny Elfman doesn't want anyone to remember Oingo Boingo.
Sorry, you mean Boingo.
I'm sorry. Boingo.
What?
They renamed. They're not Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, they're Boingo.
Just Boingo.
Yeah, I'm just still calling them Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, so am I.
I remember the name. I don't remember the songs.
I could start playing it, but it wouldn't come out well on the...
That's okay.
On the podcast.
You guys can find it yourself on YouTube. It's so easy for you guys to do that stuff now.
Yeah. And so, I like Oingo Boingo's music.
So are you going to stick with Weird Science then?
I'm going to stick with Weird Science.
All right. What about you, Dom?
What do you mean, what about me, Dom?
I mean, what about you, Son? No one will know that I did that.
Oh, come on. People will know that I said Jude Law instead of Judd Nelson, and you're going to hear
you say that. The Jude Law thing totally kicks the...
The llama's ass? It whips the llama's ass? Is that what it is?
That's exactly it. What about you, son?
Oh, I guess I had to go with the one I remember best, which is Breakfast Club. I know that's Andy's as well, but...
Oh, no. Spoilers.
It's
What? No one's going to pick One Crazy Summer?
What about Home Alone 4?
She's having a baby.
Beethoven's Fifth. I've got IMDb open here right here.
Or like, you know, like, did he make, you know, like, Not Another Teen Movie? No, he didn't.
No, but they based Not Another Teen Movie on his movies.
Oh, wait, sorry. Beethoven's Fifth was just his characters.
He only did Beethoven.
Yeah, Home Alone 4 is just the characters.
It's just like how you can't blame the guy that created Air Bud for Space Buddies.
He did do Home Alone 3, though.
Yeah, that's true. But French Stewart is in that one.
Yeah, and
so
it's
the Breakfast Club.
Yeah. The Breakfast Club was just... I mean, if you think about what the movie is, it's just these group of kids in detention, and that's pretty much the whole movie.
Yeah, it's like a single stage play. Or
yeah.
A single,
and that's it's a very different kind of movie because of that.
Whatever the technical term for that is.
Yeah, I really enjoy Breakfast Club a lot, too, and I was wrestling with myself whether I should pick that one, but I figured someone would. It seems it's his most prominent film, right? The one that everyone really remembers him for.
It did define being a teenager in the 80s.
It was the first one to really... Well, not first, probably, but it was the first one to strike out as being the film that understood teenagers.
Yeah. Well, 16 Candles kind
of
started.
At least a teenager of that generation.
Yeah, that
time. The funny thing is, I only saw it, like, recently, like 2 or 3 years ago.
No, I did too.
Because... while I was unemployed, I had the Netflix or the Blockbuster equivalent, and I just ordered a bunch of movies, and I just went down like the list of AFI's top 100 movies, and just like, which ones of these haven't I seen? And just started watching them all. And when I got to Breakfast Club and I watched it, I'm like, oh my god, that was so much better than I expected it to be.
Yeah, so I asked you guys, because I knew Breakfast Club was coming up, so how for you guys, we've all seen it, right?
Yes.
Right? Okay. So did the room get dusty for you guys at any time during it?
Wasn't there a crotch shot of Molly Ringwald in there somewhere?
Maybe, but I don't remember.
No, my room gets pretty dusty in a lot of movies, so I don't know.
All right.
No, I don't get too dusty because I watched it so often when I was young. It just sort of wore off on me, you know? Now, there is one movie that will not wear off on me, and that's Field of Dreams. The room always is dusty for that one.
Want to go for a catch?
What?
Want to go for a catch?
I'd like that.
I have Field of Dreams here.
Damn you!
Go the distance.
What?
I love you, son. Too bad I'm gone. Oh, okay.
I haven't actually seen any of the John Hughes movies in a very, very, very long time.
But you have seen them, right?
Yes, I've seen a lot of them. It's just that was back in the 90s and 80s.
Yeah, I'm just looking at his Wikipedia entry right now, and he really wrote movies under the name Edmond Dantès.
Yeah, he wrote...
As the Count of Monte Cristo?
he also wrote Drillbit Taylor.
Yes.
As a different name, right? Not
As Edmond Dantès.
As Edmond Dantès.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Made in Manhattan as Edmond Dantès.
Yeah, he wrote that.
He's got to eat. Yeah.
Beethoven.
Well, not anymore.
Beethoven as Edmond Dantès.
That's a terrible joke. Anyways, mine is
Beethoven was the first one.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Very good choice.
I love that dynamic between Steve Martin and John Candy. And I was actually, last Thanksgiving, I was looking for it, and I was telling Lita, like, oh, if you want the ultimate Thanksgiving movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is awesome. And she's like, oh, yeah, okay, let's watch it. And, you know, I had all my DVDs packed, and I couldn't find which box it was in. But now that everything's unpacked, I can watch it all the time. It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving.
I don't think I've seen this, and I'm going to make a note of it.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
I saw it in theaters a long time ago.
I haven't seen 16 Candles either.
I have that too.
I don't really care that much that you haven't seen 16 Candles. Like Wait, I said, it's
is,
a problem
is,
movie
is it
for
the
me.
The one where John Candy has a crazy mother or something like that?
No, that's Throw no, Mama no, from the
throw,
Train.
Oh, Throw Mama from the Train. Okay. So completely different movie. But I know I've seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah,
I just can't think of it.
They're just trying to get back home because they're like all their planes were like canceled. So they try to get on like a bus or something. They kept having to deal with each other along the way. It's kind of the odd couple dynamic. And eventually they do get back. And yeah, I'm not going to go into spoilers. But it's a great film. I really enjoy it. And it's very funny along the way.
I am surprised that Andy hasn't seen it yet, though. But it is John Candy's best movie, in my opinion, by far.
I agree, too. Some people out there are going to say Uncle Buck, but no, they're wrong. Anyways, we're done with the John Hughes segment. Let's go straight into your mailbag. You guys have easied up on how much you've mailed us. So
thank you.
That helps us a lot, too, so we can talk about these other topics. Originally, our topic was going to be remembering the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because the new game had just come out, and it's the 25th anniversary. But, you know, certain other things had to come in the way. So we will remember that for next week. Or have a game show. I don't know. One of those things. Anyways, who wants to take the first one from Xavier?
I'll take one from Professor X. All right, Professor X.
That's
he
your
says,
nickname now, Xavier.
Hey, swords people. I just have to say I've been loving the podcast ever since I got introduced to it during Anime Expo. I was thinking the other day, wow, there's a lot of reality TV shows on the tube, more so than actual programming. And this is all Survivor's fault. For a suggestion, how about Survivor, the influence of reality TV on American subculture, which would talk about Survivor and American corporate networks' desire to have seemingly endless amounts of this type of show, as well as its acceptance by audiences.
Well, I'm actually a big Survivor fan, but I'm also a big fan of Amazing Race and Project Runway and a lot of those home design reality shows.
This is the thing, is that I'm not allowed to revoke your penis on Project Runway because I watch it too.
You saw it first, and yes. That's why I checked it out.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It gave me gaydar, okay?
So, Andy, you and Sung are the only men at this table.
We must be.
I have seen Project Runway.
I haven't.
Now,
Andy is
the only man.
I win.
But anyway, so yeah, what else do you think? We do watch a decent amount of reality television, but there is a lot of crappy reality TV shows out there,
well,
too.
Yeah, because it's so cheap.
Yeah.
It's so cheap.
It's so easy to put that content out there. It probably costs less for them to make that than license something worth
yes,
seeing.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
so that's kind of...
I will say that my sister-in-law, like the that one that's married to my oldest brother, she actually grew up with one of the winners of Survivor, like the Korean guy. I don't remember.
Yule.
Yes,
guy is
Yule.
Awesome. He was so good. If you ever watch Survivor, I'm telling you guys, just watch that season. This guy like kicked everyone's ass mentally and physically.
Yeah, like when I was talking to her, he's like babysat her when she was growing up.
And now he has $1 million in addition to already being filthy rich before being
yes.
on the show.
So anyway, there's more. On another note, everyone quit picking on Dom.
What?
That goes for my fellow listeners out there.
Wait, let me see. Does it actually say that?
The funny thing
yes,
is that at the end,
okay.
at the
He's
end,
like Kevin
he reveals
stuff
like
that makes him look better.
I don't know. That goes for my fellow listeners out there. An anti-Dom movement? WTF. I've met him and he's a very cool guy. Stop with the jerk store emails. They take up podcast time. P.S. CAA still loves you, Dom.
I think that, Dom, you don't have a problem with the jerk store emails. I think you revel in it, don't you?
Kind of, yes.
He's the true definition of a heel.
I'd rather do a heel turn than a face turn. I'd rather turn my back to the audience and have them boo at me. The villains are more interesting, especially in wrestling.
All right, Dom.
All right, let's go with Darth Star.
Darth Star, that's a very interesting name. I'll take Darth Star then. Darth Star writes, "Dear S-Words podcast crew, greetings from the great country of Florida, or originally known as La Florida." Is this true?
Probably.
Okay. He is Darth Star, Vader's distant stepbrother from his mother's aunt's brother's side.
Wait, so what does that make us?
Absolutely nothing.
Anyways, as the subject is written at the top, why not have a Mega Tokyo episode? Dom, we've talked about this for a while, and Fred's actually quite willing, probably.
He is quite willing. I personally would rather have him there, but that would require Asen next year, I think.
I can go with you. I know people that always stay at Asen anyways.
Yeah,
I live in Chicago.
That would be fun, in my opinion. I mean, having him actually there would be good, and we could also do like a panel or something like that too, and it would just be fun.
Oh yeah, we could finally do one of those live shows.
Yeah,
and if we have Fred there, no matter what, we'll get people to show
exactly,
up.
Exactly right.
All right, so
he's our ace in the hole.
We can bribe people with Fred.
All our worries about a live show have been alleviated because we know Fred will just be there. So that's pretty much the only chance we'll probably ever have to talk with him within the next year, probably. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So like next April-ish.
So let it be heard that. If that doesn't happen, sorry guys, so stop writing about Megatokyo to us.
We can probably do a different one via Skype or whatever, but, you know, it's going to be much more fun with him there.
Yes. So Jeff E. writes in, anyone want to take his? I like his subject. I include the subject line.
Oh, that's
line.
The subject.
Yes.
The subject line. Well, I guess I'll take this one. It's nice and short. The subject line is, "Prepare to laugh swords," all caps.
So the thing I love about that subject, when I first saw the email show up, I was at work and I was thinking.
You thought it was spam?
Yes, that's what I would think.
Because, you know, in my mind, I'm like, okay, how do you say this? Is it prepare to laugh swords or prepare to laugh swords? As in laughing and the swords come out.
I would totally love that as my mutant power, by the way.
And
I would be What would I be? I would be like Sword Swallower. That would be my X-Men name.
Except you don't swallow.
Sword Spitter.
Swallower could also be your port name.
It already is. What are you talking about?
The other thing was, like, it reminded me of that Simpsons joke where Homer's there. He's like, "Are you ready to laugh?" And then the guy's like, "My poor dog." Anyways, Andy, continue. This is the real reason I included the email.
Oh, okay. So the snoo-snoo suggestion, it's an S-word. It's Futurama's pop culture. Yeah. Now go love the tentacle.
I don't understand what that means.
I didn't like that movie.
Oh, it's from
Beast with a Billion Backs.
Yeah, Beast with a Billion Backs.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's right. That's actually my favorite of the four.
Really?
Yeah. That's probably because, like, after the first one, I was disappointed, so I had no expectations for the second one, so I was fine with it, and then I had expectations again for the third and fourth, and... Yeah.
I think they've all been, like, slightly below average to mediocre. And I think the highest on the mediocre scale for me was Bender's Game.
Yeah, I like Bender's Game.
Which is why I don't really want the show to go on. I actually feel like they finished strong, so stop touching it. Stop touching it.
Stop booking me.
I guess I'm the only one here.
Be not that kind of orc.
All right. Anyway, next up we have Ololade from California, or Ololade. Kevin, you want to take this one?
Oh, okay. Hello, everyone. I'm really glad I happened to find this podcast. Thank you, Mega Tokyo.
You're
it's
welcome.
Hilarious and all this other stuff that's awesome. I really love the Super Saiyan episode, which brought back good childhood memories 3 years ago. It was the Dragon Ball Z TV show that got me interested in Japan. I also learned from that podcast, too. So I also had no idea that the Ginyu Force was named after dairy products. Maybe you could give us viewers some more suggestions of things we should look at. Music, for example, and video games. So thanks for the amazing work. P.S. Piccolo's better than Vegeta. He's too short.
Okay. All right.
Do you have any suggestions on music?
Tomoyasu Hote is really good. It's in my CD player again.
Yes, I know that you love him.
Oh,
yes. I'm wearing the concert shirt for him today, actually.
I was listening to a Brilliant Green album on the way over.
Well, you like Brilliant Green, so.
Yeah. What?
Well, I could go on and on about they got back together.
Are you going to still talk about Japanese music then?
English music. I've still been listening to a lot of funk. Like, way old funk, like Earth, Wind, and Fire, and... Fly in the Family Stone, and Jackson 5, early Michael Jackson, that kind of stuff, yeah. And
Earth, Wind, Fire, Water, Heart.
No. There's no monkey. There is no monkey in funk.
Unless he's a funky monkey?
No, that's the brass monkey, and that's rap.
Well, there's actually a thread on this on our forum right now.
Water and heart.
And monkey.
I'm sorry, Song. I know you've been listening to those bands that you discovered at
Warped Tour.
Was it Lights and...
Civet, Megan Dia. There's other ones I can't think of the name, like something like Big something or other. And I tried listening to Bad Religion, and I wasn't... Well, I haven't taken the time to really listen to them that much. And there's like... God, there's over 80 bands.
Vans Warped Tour is a weird thing for me because there's just so much punk there, and I don't necessarily like punk.
I've been kind of getting into punk a little. I mean, I haven't been buying it, but I'm listening to it because I bought the new All American Rejects album, and then I put the, what artist did I put into Pandora that sort of opened the gateway to that?
Sex Pistols?
No,
Ramones? The Clash?
No, no newer.
Fallout.
Fallout Boy. No.
Panic at the
Disco. My Chemical Romance.
No, I know. None of those.
Some of my favorite funk is punk is stuff that's hybrid. Like there was an acoustic punk band back in the 80s called New Model Army. That was one of my favorites.
1984 or 1985?
George Orwell?
No,
1985.
That's a great name for a band.
Yes. No.
No.
Bowling for Soup.
Yes.
They aren't really punk, though, really. Are they?
They try and be punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a bald guy.
There's
Wait, you can't be punk if you're bald?
No. You can be punk if you're anything, except not punk.
I've actually been updating my iPod a lot, and I realized that a lot of the stuff I kind of enjoy now are like, are either really oldies, like the oldies, or stuff that sounds oldie, like She and Him.
Oh, I was trying to reply to you on the forum.
Yeah.
But for some reason, my thing, like at work, there's some weird issue. So every time I log in, it's like, log you out. And then I'm like, great. Thanks, guys. No, She and Him is awesome. It's
yeah.
M. Ward
and
from 500 Days of Summer.
Something Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel,
yeah.
Wait, I like She what? And Him. She sings?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Actually, her sister sings too. Her sister is Emily Deschanel, who is on Bones.
Oh.
Yeah. She and Him is awesome. Yeah.
All right, so
you kind of look alike. Yeah, now Kevin, about it.
Go ahead and make a couple music recommendations. I know you shoved a gigantic pile of them at me recently.
A pile? What are you talking about? I've been listening to the new Slow Club album called, I think, Yeah. And that's kind of folksy, lovey-dovey, twee stuff. And then there's also a whole bunch of other ones
I still haven't gotten around to listening to Explosion in the Sky and keep on mentioning that.
Explosion in the Sky is fantastic. And I remember you were talking about the group from Monuments to
yeah.
Masses. If you want to just listen to stuff that has no vocals, I have my usual tried and true Arcade Fire, Broken Social Scene, Animal Collective. I really like Beirut's not recent album, the one before that. And Matt and Kim, their new album Grand is fantastic. You just want to listen to like a half hour, nothing but just loud and fun and rompy kind of sound. So, okay, this email's gone way too long.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ololade. And Piccolo is just... I don't know. I still like Vegeta better.
Okay, so next up we have Gareth, who is all the way from the Jerk Store in England.
Is this Gareth from Thief?
Or Gareth from Arthurian Legend?
All right. Am I reading this?
Yeah, go ahead, Zung.
Sup, Swords. Here I am writing in again. I've still been listening to the podcast and loving it. I also signed up for the forums, and I've been posting a lot. I don't know the name.
Sword of Swords or whatever?
The Space Hopper.
Oh, Evil Space Hopper?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, everybody listening, join the forum now. Okay.
Gareth from England commands you.
As for all this Jerk Store Wars, I gotta say I'm pro-dom or pro-rapier. Wait, that doesn't sound good. Go, Dom, I'm rooting for you. I still haven't gotten around to Valkyrie Chronicles, but I'll find it.
There is no Jerk Store War. Please stop, making it seem like me and Dom are enemies. We're not. Like, we started the show because we hadn't spoken with each other for a while, and we were just like, okay, let's just do something fun together as friends. The show is not about... This is not Civil War.
Well,
and if it was, I'd still be Captain
America. Wait a second. This is the thing, is that if this is not Civil War, what if it's Crossfire? Should I start wearing douchebaggy bow ties?
Sure.
Okay.
You should do that again.
It could be like the old Siskel and Ebert feud.
Yeah. And out of those two, I'm still going to choose. I'm Ebert.
The Adam Savage and Jamie
Oh, but I want to be Ebert.
Oh, sorry.
We can both be Ebert. There's enough of Ebert for both of us. That's an uncharitable thing to say, I know.
Not anymore since
he lost a lot of weight, though,
yes.
Yeah. Moving on.
Who's going to be anti-Dom now? Everyone!
All right. Now,
don't piss off Ebert, man.
I seriously don't piss off Ebert. That guy, if you cross him, oh man, he's got a lot of rapier wit that he'll point at you. Like, what is it? The Transformers 2 review he did. He did a response. His Transformers 2 review was awesome, and his response to people who hated his review was also awesome. I love Ebert. Anyway,
Ebert on the internet is the best Ebert ever.
Yeah,
he's uncensored.
Yes.
All right, here we go with Fish Ale, Last Son of Krypton. Actually, he's probably second son of Krypton. All right. Hey, Swords of Mana. It's Fishy again. Listening to Stuff 22 and heard you guys request how to pronounce my name. It's Fishel. Like fish and all.
Oh, Fishel.
Fishel.
Who never said it right.
I also have more suggestions. Students. Silver for Pokemon. I don't know about that. Yeah. Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble's
good. Why not just Squirtle for Pokemon? Not that we'll ever do Pokemon.
See, people have said Squirtle before, and I'm like... That's just a Pokemon. If we're going to say Squirtle, it has to be just Squirtle. Squirtle does not represent Pokemon.
The thing is,
if there's Pikachu, then that represents fine.
This is the thing, Satoshi,
who is the main character, at least originally.
This is the thing, is that if the episode was about Squirtle, we would be going, Squirtle.
Yes, an entire hour of us just going, Squirtle, Squirtle, Squirtle.
Does Snorlax make a sound besides
Snorlax?
Oh, he does say Snorlax?
Yes, they all say their name.
Like even except Pikachu?
Yes.
And
Pikachu.
Chimchar?
They all say their name? They all say their name.
Yes, they all say their name.
All right, let's keep going.
What about the fish?
The goldfish one. Does that say its name? Does it?
The original bird thing doesn't say its name.
Get it with a splash attack.
All right. Whatever. Let's see. Scrabble would be a good one, I think.
Yeah.
Sudoku would probably make a good scrap.
Ooh, that's very good, too.
Let's see, SeaWorld.
If we go, I think it'd be awesome to
yeah,
do SeaWorld.
It would be. Let's have a podcast outing.
I haven't been to SeaWorld since it was
2 or 3. My dad said he took me, and I don't remember at all.
I drive past it every time I go to Comic-Con.
And then Speedball, which he says here is for paintball, but I disagree.
Marvel Speedball, a.k.a. Loser, a.k.a. The new wrist-cutting dude.
Hey, the guy who runs my comic book store... Speedball is like his favorite character ever.
But what about the new Speedball? There's no Speedball.
I'm talking classic Speedball. Okay. Classic
with all the little colorful bubbly things around.
Yes, because as it turns out, he was the embodiment of kinetic energy or something like that. As it turns
he
out,
he was the kinetic energy force.
Yes.
Oh God. Anyway, he said the official ends with saying he's representing the Fighting Illini from Central Illinois.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Fischel. We have a couple of good suggestions in here.
Yeah.
All right, Ian R., let's go.
Ian R., salutations, hosts of the S-Words podcast. I have a few suggestions.
Pick out which ones.
Yeah.
A few?
Yeah, a few. There's a couple for Tolkien here, Smarion. We gotta find a way to get into Lord of the Rings somehow.
We'll eventually get there.
Saruman. There's enough.
There's enough ways. We'll figure it out someday.
We'll just talk about it in stuff one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid Snake's been suggested.
Has Sandman been on a suggestion list yet?
It has.
Although
I just need to read it.
I have the absolutes. I can.
Yeah, so do I.
I can lug them on over.
Shinobi in for ninjas. Adult Swim. Wow, some of these are really stretching it, dude.
System of a Down. Why would we talk for an hour about them?
Well, when you wake up and you want to put on your makeup.
The system is
you
down.
You want to.
The system is down.
That's not the same.
Down, 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 down. All right. Sorry. You're not sorry at all. Don't lie.
I've never heard it before.
I don't know. Maybe I should lend it to you.
I think if you YouTube it. What's it called? Football? Who made it?
I don't know. Who's hung?
That guy must be hung.
Oh. All right, let's keep going.
Super Unker starts with an S.
Actually,
who's that guy?
I don't know. We should do a whole topic on him.
He keeps posting all our shows on the site. I don't know who he is.
All right, so bring us Chris B.
All right, Chris B. writes, when will you get Miho, spelling, yeah, yes, he spelled it correctly, it's M-I-H-O, on the podcast as a guest host? And happy birthday, Amy.
Wait, freeze is over.
I know it's late. Dom, you call me a freak, but I am all right with that. Kevin, you're awesome.
Okay? I don't think we'll ever get Miho on the show.
Yeah, we get a microphone anywhere near here. She'll hide in the other room.
There was a post on the forum about, like, don't ever let Miho be on the show because it adds to her mystique like Boba Fett.
Wait, not just Boba Fett, but let's see. What was it? Cliff's mother in Cheers. Who else never showed up on screen famously in sitcoms?
There's all the adults
in Charlie Brown.
There's an ugly naked guy in Friends.
The neighbor in
Home Improvement. Did you see the top of his head?
You see him, but you don't.
Oh,
see
the Jewish guy's mother in Big Bang Theory.
Oh yeah,
Wallowitz. She's always just yelling at him.
Yeah.
So Miho is like our Cliff's mom.
Yep.
That's a little strange. But that's
Can
what
we
it
say
is.
Boba Fett? I'm sure she would prefer that more. Boba Fett is the ninja of Star Wars.
Okay,
but
sure.
I don't think she's even seen Star Wars.
All right, let's keep going.
She would agree with me. Star Wars
Kevin?
Is awesome.
Of course she would, Kevin.
Yes. Except that she hates movies.
Actually, I take that back. She probably did see Star Wars.
Who could hate Star Wars?
Yeah.
All three movies.
All right,
yeah,
Kevin?
That one about the Phantom Menace, that was awesome. And the Attack of the Clones and...
Bring us Matt H.
Is Phantom Menace. He's a kid in that one, and I can relate to that.
Don't you wish you were a kid who could hit on Natalie Portman successfully? I know I wish I was.
Oh, yeah. What?
Sorry.
Keep going, Matt H. DeCarta.
Every time someone says, don't you wish, I have to think in my head, your girlfriend was hot like me.
Yeah, I know. I went there too.
Keep going.
Keep going what? The email's over.
No, go to the next email, Kevin. It's your turn.
Matt H. of Jakarta, Indonesia, and a proud member of the pro-dom hordes. Okay? Dear crew of pot, I just finished listening to Stuff 22. One listener suggestion of Saturday night gave me an idea along the same lines. This may be more up Dom's alley than anyone else, but how about Saturday afternoon, a show about college football? It wouldn't even have to be all about what happens on the field. You could easily work in stories from your college days, your favorite insults for the farm and the University of Spoiled Children. Well, we're quite familiar with those guys. And the best events and or atmospheres you've experienced on or around game days. This is actually kind of interesting because
this is the
game
thing,
days
is
are coming up again.
Game days are
soon.
Coming up. In a month, it'll be college football season again. Albert, Danny, and I, and I believe Lita has season tickets too, doesn't
yeah,
she?
I think she's thinking about it because she can get them for cheap.
Yeah, she's got the student seats, which are the fun ones.
I know. The thing is, like, I would go if Wait, I could just go to the student seats.
She's in grad school at Cal. Yeah. Maybe she can buy two, one for her and one for you or something. No,
they do
that sucks.
On the card. The
oh,
card.
That sucks.
It's so terrible.
Okay,
they've always done that.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, thing is, like, I just want to sneak into the student section if I go. Can I do that?
Yeah, you could probably get away with that.
All right, there we go.
Well, anyways, I thought the young alumni was next to the student.
It is.
You
gotta
walk over after. You have to sneak by and into it.
But it's not that hard. I mean, no one cares in the student section. So yeah. We can probably do a college football one coming up, either soon or after the college football season's over and we inevitably weep that we're not going to the Rose Bowl again.
Hooray.
We can always pray.
It's actually gotten harder to get into the Rose Bowl because there's not a guaranteed Pac-10 berth anymore.
Oh, that's right, because it's the national championship, right?
So yeah.
It's the number two teams.
Yeah.
All right, he has one other thing, is that he's going to Japan for about 10 days in early October. This is Western Japan, so Hiroshima, Okayama, Miyajima, Onomichi, that sort of area. He has questions. Where should he go?
The Peace Park in Hiroshima is very impressive. It is not something you go see for fun, but you get to see the building that the atomic bomb exploded over. And it is something that you look at and you contemplate, as opposed to you look at it and go, wow, that's awesome, like, say, the Gundam.
And also he wants to know, should he add the Fukuoka to my itinerary?
Only if you liked Shenmue.
Yeah, Miho's not here, so she can't tell you. And even then, she wouldn't. Because, he's the one that wrote in. Like, actually having her on the show would shatter the mystique she's built up over all of the previous shows.
That is, if she exists.
Yes, yes. You don't know that.
Maybe Danny is one of those people who
marriage to get the extra point on his tax.
Not just that.
He married a real doll.
Maybe he married his hug pillow like those guys in Japan. Danny's got to come over to my house and beat me up. There is no other way to get past
Danny
this.
Danny probably is not listening right now, unless someone
no,
tells
no, no,
him.
No. Miho will.
Oh, does Miho listen?
I don't know.
She knows. Her Miho senses are going off right now.
So if Dom's not on the show next week, Matt, this is your fault. Actually, it's not really your fault. It's really my fault.
I deserve what I get.
Anyways, any other ideas for places in Western Japan that you should check out? I really didn't visit Western Japan when I was there.
Izumo is a pretty good place to go to. It's way in the middle of nowhere, but it has a lot of mythological significance to Japan, and so they like it out there.
When I was in Japan, I have no idea where I was.
Western Japan is mostly the boondocks.
So I guess I wasn't there.
I would suggest getting a travel guide.
Yeah.
Because every area has their own, special touristy type thing. Well, most areas anyways.
All right, so let's move on to Peter H's email.
A lot of people with last name H.
He says, hi there. Thanks for reading out my email unsuggesting Shakespeare. I think that it may have backfired as there was a more determined tone in Dom's voice after that.
You just got him fired up.
Yeah, you did.
We did remove Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow to not have to talk about G.I. Joe.
That's true.
Yay!
That was more for our own.
Yes.
Anything, though.
Anyhow, keep up the good work. Talking of which, how are you guys able to keep up this level of output? You've been doing more than 2 a week since you started. It's possibly near to three and a half.
No, I don't think so. We did 2 a week.
Well, the July Comic-Con. Was a crazy, Comic-Con.
Crazy month. Comic-Con raised the average, yeah. Just finding the time to record these shows, let alone editing them, must eat up a lot of your time.
It doesn't really eat up that much time.
It's about 2 hours to record, and then Kevin takes another 2 hours or 3 hours over the week, right?
Well, it's 2 hours to record both the stuff and the
there's usually some extra time we have to take to get together and make sure everything is set up and proper, but really just the reason I still keep doing the show and I still keep editing it is because really it's the usual philosophy of life, right? If you're not doing something, you should find something to do.
And also if you're doing something that's fun, it's not work.
And also if you're doing something that, you know, other people listen to and you have for your own records in the future, maybe 10, 20 years down the line, then why not do it, you know?
And it gets me out of the house.
It's true.
There's multiple reasons.
When I actually come. This is 2 weeks in a row now.
It is true. It's shocking.
All right.
Only because it was like, Andy, we need someone to use the fourth mic.
Okay. Quiet. Don't let them know.
Do as I say. All right. Keep going, Kevin.
Oh, was I reading this one? No. I thought you were reading this one.
You were reading this one.
Oh, that's right. I was just trying to pass it to you.
Okay. Wait. Where do you want me to start off then?
No. Anyway, anyhow, I thought I was going to have you maybe read the part where he compliments me, actually, Kevin.
Oh, okay. So, thanks for doing them, though, especially you, Kevin. I know you work very hard on
them. Hey!
And also thanks to Dom for hunting people down.
What he actually wrote was thanks to Dom for hunting people down at Comic-Con to interview.
And by hunting down, you mean hanging out at the table and looking over and going, hey, you want to do an interview?
Yeah. Okay.
Netbook and this USB mic. Right?
Yeah, because those people
really actually, cool with the background noise. Yeah, it really sounded like you're on the floor.
Yeah,
but those people, you don't know how to track them down because they can't really move from their booths.
If you go to some retailer, like, you have to talk to me.
It's my karmic revenge for when I've had to sit behind those booths and those fans who always want to talk to you about the little most minute and random things come up to you and expect you to, you know, be interested.
Care. Wizard did it.
Wizard did it. Anyway.
Episode 35.
As to getting old, 26 is nothing to worry about. You just wait until you can pencil in the date your mortgage will be paid off and start planning how to spend your retirement. Feels a lot like hurling straight towards a brick wall. Actually, I would feel more relieved, I think. If I was like, this is the last mortgage check I ever had to sign.
The retirement part was what would scare me, because I would be so bored.
I'm ready for retirement.
Yeah, you have no shortage of entertainment.
I would be so bored.
Let's see, when my mortgage would be paid off, assuming I don't refinance, I'll be 52, which is not bad.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Finish it. If I can retire at 52, that would be kind of nice.
All right, I'll take this one back from you, Kevin. Here's a suggestion. Sofas.
Let me. I want to do the next part. Sofas are cool. Comfortable. You can hide behind them when Doctor Who gets too scary.
My sister and I did this whenever the Cybermen were on. What are your favorite hiding behind the sofa moments?
So, the term Cybermen, I'm not probably thinking in the same way. I'm thinking of, like, when I hear cyber, I usually think of, you know, the internet term for cyber.
Oh,
when I hear Cybermen,
oh, no,
I think of robots with attachments.
Stop.
Actually, what are those trash?
Get behind the cell for that. Like, hey, Dom, sit here. Why? Gotta go.
So wait, what were the trash can looking things called?
Daleks.
Okay, yeah, because Mike was actually. No, was it Mike or was it Phil? Someone was telling me about the history. Oh, it was Mike. He was telling me about the Daleks and, like, because, like, we're watching the recent Doctor Who series. I haven't seen any Doctor Who. So he was explaining what they were and
what scared you as a kid.
I didn't hide behind the sofa as a kid because usually I was playing with all the sofa cushions and making them into a fort.
Most of the time, our sofas were flush against the wall, so I couldn't hide it behind it.
Yeah, I usually had that too, so I couldn't do that.
Actually, ours were.
I just had to suffer.
Ours were not quite flush against the wall, and I was a skinny kid, so when we were playing hide and go seek, I would try going there, except that it's really, really easy to find you when you're hiding behind the sofa.
Very good, Dom. He'll never find me here.
Exactly.
For me, I guess it was probably like Nightmare on Elm Street. I found that scary when I first watched it.
I usually left the room.
I just don't watch scary movies.
Yeah, I didn't watch scary movies when I was a kid.
I saw a lot of scary movies as a kid.
All right, we got a few more to go, and then we're gonna finish this one up. 047 writes, okay, those of you at the table, I have a dilemma. I really like shirts. I wear them every day. I hope so. I also really like artificial grape flavor. It's something I go out of my way for. This has left me torn between Dom and Kevin. So I need you guys to resolve this for me. Well,
what?
047, the easy thing is just go with Kevin. Anyway, he continues, I'll be anticipating the outcome. Oh, wait, he has this other thing. So, Dom, Kevin, this will be decided with a fight to the death. Choose your sword and have at each other one-on-one, shirt guy versus grape guy, jerk store versus chump mart.
Wait, you're a chump mart? When did that happen?
I guess just now.
We won't fight each other. It is allowed for you to like the both of us. It's what we do. We like both Kevin and Dom.
I think your suggestion of civil war on the show didn't work out too well. Anyways, that's the end of that one. Next one, please.
Yavio writes, greetings from the north. I don't have any suggestions to give you, but I remembered that one of you has a rather disturbing obsession with the flavor of grape and wanted to let you know that while I've never seen it anywhere else, it still exists in slushy form here in Canada.
Well then, I'm going to have to go buy a plane ticket to Canada and go find it.
But yeah, we watched as our friend began to mix cola and grape flavors together out of the separate machines. This is, however, not a horrible combination, as we found out later, but I'm not the type to mix flavors at all, and only stuck with one. So there you have it. The flavor is still circulating for the masses. Maybe you guys will luck out and it will one day return to where you are.
You know what that reminds me of? There's a video online. This thing has been making the rounds that Coke is coming out with these new...
The new machine.
Like 100, oh, yes. Like 100 yeah. flavors in it, where they just have... They have the high fructose corn syrup, the carbonation, the water, and then just the little bits of flavoring, and they can mix all the stuff on the fly. And one of the things they have is grape Coke.
Grape Coke?
Yes. Because they have the grape flavoring for Fanta. And so you can get Coke with grape. And Coke with like all the other flavors, like Coke with cherry, Coke with lemon, Coke with grape,
I don't
Coke
care
with
about
lime.
That stuff. Grape Coke?
Grape Coke.
Where?
In a jack-in-the-box somewhere.
I'm touching the table and I'm gripping it.
Eventually, these things will probably be everywhere, but...
You mean now?
We live in the future.
And now I'm just thinking of a very particular song by The Lonely Island from Kevin's posture.
All right,
next
anyway.
One from Rodel Beloy from the Bucky and Humid Commonwealth of Virginia. He writes, anyone want to take this one?
I'll take it. Dear Swords, thanks for all the interesting topics. I have started looking at many anime, TV shows, comics. Thanks to you. I have to say I'm really enjoying. There's going to be a second Valkyrie Chronicles for the PSP and wondering what your thoughts are on this.
I'll find out when I play it.
By the way, I like Dom better than Kevin. This is perfect because Kevin wandered away from the mic right now and can't rebut. I love going off on tangents and hate getting down to business. Not that I dislike Kevin, I just place Dom higher. Oh, he's back.
I heard all of it anyways. And I'm also the one that puts together the mailbag, so I know what you're writing there. And the thing is, I don't think I'm always that down to business. I just...
Sometimes I'm the one who has to go down to business. It's
down
weird.
Down for business.
Oh, we gotta go down. Gotta go down to Chinatown.
So, suggestions. I've got Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, which could probably come.
We've done Stephen Colbert.
We've already done Stephen Colbert.
Oh, that's right. I wasn't around for that.
It was ostensibly for Monsters vs. Aliens, but then he barely had a role in that. And so we just ended up talking about Colbert.
Sketch comedy, like Monty Python.
Well, or Saturday Night Live or Mad TV or any gigantic number of other sketch comedy
sites.
Living
Color.
Like Strangers with Candy, I think. No, what is it?
Kids in the Hall. I guess we could do it just as sketch comedy so we can go further than Saturday Night Live. That was one of our topics that we're going to have.
Monty Python and Saturday Night Live deserve their own topics, though.
Yeah. It could just be an epic.
Maybe.
We love doing those ones.
All right, let's keep going.
Splinter Cell... Smallville.
Which would go under the Superman episode. Yeah.
sleep.
Kevin said several times that he'd like to do an episode about sleep once he
Can
gets
we
some.
Just say we're going to. What did you just say?
Get some sleep.
Get some sleep. Keep going.
Thanks, Dom.
And Sprint for cell phones.
Oh, I love talking about Sprint. They're my favorite provider that I've never used.
Yeah, same
or
here.
We could talk about Samsung since they're a bigger provider of cell phones.
Or
and
Sapple.
Refrigerators and TVs.
Or Sony Ericsson.
Sapple for the Sapple iPhone.
Sapple Siphone. Do
Sapple
it right.
Siphone.
At first I was like, Sapple? You mean Snapple?
Snapple? No, I mean Mapple.
All right.
Steve Mobs.
Very good. Steve Jobs is on the list. He's just not there yet.
No, have you seen that Simpsons episode?
Yes.
Yes,
I have
seen that too. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, Mapple, Steve Mobs.
Kaylora writes, hello all. Love the podcast, of course. Look forward to every episode. It was a little disappointing to hear that your experience with the Buffyverse was pretty limited. But I myself have not yet seen Firefly or Serenity, which, to be fair, was the actual topic and still enjoyed the episodes. Still enjoyed the episode you guys recorded.
All right, David, the anti-Dom. Hey, guys. As promised, here are some pictures of the shirt. And one or two guys might know. Haha, and one more.
He took the shirt. He has a shirt that says anti-Dom on it. And on the back it says the S-Words podcast. And he took it at Kineticon with Ian and Matt. I'm wondering if they
the funny thing
told you about this.
The funny thing is that the one of the first shirts that Ian and Matt ever made, it was a very small cafe press run. It had the word Dom and it had the little circle with the X out. It was one of the very first shirts they ever made, and they actually offered to sell me one. I'm like, no thanks.
So right. They actually created an anti-Dom shirt way back then?
Yeah, back when they were still doing Mac Hall.
Wow.
I did get a chance to tell quite a few people about the show, and several of them said they would definitely check it out. Also, I brought up the fact that Dom touches Ian's cat inappropriately in the three-panel soul panel. I was planning to make it a bigger deal about what an all-around jerk store he is, but I figured it would have been rude to take all the attention away from Matt and Ian, so I let it be. All in all, my first con was a fairly good experience. I gathered quite a few stories. I will leave you now. Kevin, keep rocking, man. Lita, good to hear your voice again. And Dom, you are by far my favorite person to hate.
See, there's no really anti-Dom. It's just I love to hate him. You know,
I'm like that guy on the reality shows people watch where they keep him on way longer than they should because he's the one that actually keeps the drama going. All right.
This pretty much wraps up this stuff segment. Thank you guys for writing in. You can always write in more at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Any suggestions, questions, things you want to ask us about. And you can always check out all of our older episodes at www.s-words-podcast.com. And there's always that place we like to mention, the happy little hole in your heart called...
The bar? No! Twitter.com/s_words.
I never thought you would say the bar. Are you starting to become
No.
Are you going to become a lawyer then?
You have a bar in your heart?
Yes, there is a bar in my heart.
And this tiny little heart man comes out. He does pull-ups on them.
It's a black bar, and then it raises to cover up people's eyes when he looks at them.
It censors their bits.
All right, so that pretty much wraps up this episode. You guys have any shout-outs or anything you want to talk about right before we wrap up?
I will say, going back to the music topic, I'm going to give a shout-out to my favorite Japanese rock group, which is GoGo 7188.
I will also give my shout-out to GoGo. I remember Sung and I went to a really cool concert over here before. I think it was like 3-4 years ago now, right?
Yeah, it's independent and SF.
Yeah, I missed that concert. I liked that one.
The true stars of that concert were the 50 Kaitens. Yeah, they're awesome.
My shout out goes to the San Francisco Giants, who continue to frustrate and amuse me week in and week out. They committed 5 errors yesterday. It was so bad to watch. And then they weren't on TV today because Fox has their heads stuck up their asses about programming.
I don't really have a shout out.
Okay, bye, Andy.
Bye.
All right, cool. I think we're good.
You like it when Jude Law bites her in the crotch? Was it Jude? Not Jude Law.
What?
Not Jude Law. Sorry, way older than that. Judd Hirsch?
Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson.
Nelson.
Thank you, Jay.
Jude Law.
Judd Nelson. I'm glad I didn't do that when we were recording.
Yeah, I'm glad we have something to put at the end.
Wait, you're already recording?
Yeah, we were recording.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I pressed record, and then you said, you like it when Jude Law bites her in the crotch. And I was like, what a great way to open the show.
You didn't say we were recording.
Get in your mic posture.
Yeah. Do as I say.
Do as I say.
Hello and welcome. Whoa. Right, I started to eat the mic.